Is this your first mini tour, or have you done a lot of touring outside of NYC already?
This is our first tour.
Wow.
We've played 3 towns outside of New York.
So this is like getting the Beatles, like, the first time they left Germany.
Yeah, that's how we think of ourselves. The Beatles, but a little better.
You're perceived as a New York City band, so let's identify hometowns. Again, we'll do the Dick Clark thing, or boroughs, as the case may be, because I know, Jay, you've spent a lot of time in Santa Cruz and San Francisco, and drug-induced state, obviously, but that's okay. So let's go through the hometown thing, like, where are you from?
So I'm from, I grew up in Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi.
And, so not from New York. Let's keep going here.
Spent some time in Texas and then moved to Brooklyn after that.
That was the drummer we just
Texas heard. Is enough to send anybody to Brooklyn.
I'm from San Jose and Santa Cruz, and I moved to New York 5 years ago.
Next.
I'm Jay.
Thank you.
I'm Boston, Massachusetts.
Rochester, New York, and I'm sure that there's many.
Did you go to RIT?
No.
So you're not a nerd?
No.
Okay, just checking.
I'm from Rochester as well, and we both lived in Boston the past couple of years, and I just moved to Manhattan.
But you've been together for 4 years. Tell us how the band formed.
Okay, well, the first incarnation of the band, probably 4 years ago, it was a totally different lineup. None of these guys except for myself was in it. And it wasn't called The Cloud Room. But,
so wait a minute. So wait, you're going to give me the forming of a different band?
Yeah.
This is of no use to me.
Because I'd actually rather promote them. They were wonderful.
Of no use to me whatsoever. Go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, that slowly evolved into, you know, what became The Cloud Room. So last August, that would have been 2004, maybe?
I think so.
Yeah. I took
Yes, that was last year. This is 2005.
This is 2005? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Checking your calendar. I took the rhythm section from my best friend's band, and that would be Jason on drums, John on bass, last August, just to play a show we had a week later, and they ended up becoming permanent
Is he your best friend anymore?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking, because you know he took away his rhythm section.
He left to Toronto. He just decided to...
Which is worse, by the way, than going from Texas to New York.
Yeah, it's like being
Toronto's
held
a good
back
town.
Seventh grade, and then we put an ad out. We wanted to add a guitarist for the tour, and you know everything else, so I could not play.
Village Voice.
Yeah. Well, so through good old Craig and his list, we found a guitarist who had just moved to New York, and we snatched him up. And his friend Steve played keyboards, so we snatched him up, and
wow,
the rest
is mystery.
Mystery.
So, Hey Now Now, let's get into the music, shall we? Hey Now Now was touted to me by the promoters, the pop confection of the summer. But the rest of the album has a lot of other shades. It's a lot darker, it's a lot more intense. And I've even read that if you really listen to the lyrics of Hey Now Now, it ain't quite the happy little tune we all hear about. So that's my way of talking about what the band really is all about, because it is first album, you know, it is very early on. The album's only been out since April. So, and other guys, feel free to join in. Don't let him, you know, just because he took out the ad and
I really
Craigslist.
Like your watch.
Well, thank you.
It's really cool.
It's a swatch.
So what exactly was the question?
Yeah.
No, we like your shirt. We keep telling you this.
Help me, please. No. What we're trying... No, that's not the question. The question is... I'll do it a different way. You've put out this single. It's poppy. We all know you like pop music, and we're going to talk more about that. But the album has many, many different things going on there. And, you know, everybody tries to compare a band to, you know, this one or that one, and I'll get there in a second. But what are you really trying to set out to do? Who do you want to be?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting to note that we started recording the album on November 1st of last year, the day before the election, and I was still in the middle of writing the lyrics, and after the second, they took a markedly darker turn, and I think it's really interesting for me, because I didn't even really pay attention to the themes that seemed to be running through it, which I discovered later. So I think it's kind of an interesting album where, on the surface, kind of like you're saying, you know, there's some big poppy sing-along things, and you think, you know, there's a song about riding a bus downtown, which people have misquoted. It's definitely interesting even for us to like see what was going on in our brains or something.
I actually read in a Williamsburg paper, you know, when you got to go to the big sources, the New York Times, why do that? Why not just do the Williamsburg Gazette? But that the songs were really kind of composed in a classic pop song way, you know, verse this, da-da-da, you know, that you used kind of a formula to a certain extent. I don't mean that in a bad way. But is the next step to kind of get a little more Joy Division in the picture?
I would say definitely not more Joy Division, but... But more, well, you know, I guess by that you're
that's my way of saying experimentation.
Yeah. So
I had to use some sort of, you know, because if you just use words like, you know, organized or organic or you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had a band meeting recently and we all decided we wanted to get more organic. So that's probably not a bad way.
Band meeting. Where'd you have the band meeting?
At Denny's. Or
very nice.
No,
Did you think that the potatoes were up to snuff or?
They were pretty good. We're actually sponsored by Waffle House, so
there you go.
But to answer your question, we had a week to record the album, so it was kind of the only way we could really succeed is keeping it pretty tight in terms of song structures and pop sort of formulas. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. We're striving to write great pop songs. We were still writing songs like heading into the studio. The rhythm section had only been a part of the band for maybe 2 months at most. So we actually had to go back and revive some old songs and get them prepared for it. So you know, there's a lot of experimentation that I would have loved to have done and can't wait to do. And like in terms of layers,
when you get a week and a quarter in the studio,
oh, that would be great.
Week and 2 days plus an hour for for penance or something.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
But there's lots of Rhodes and Wurlitzers on there, but yet you've not chosen to do the keyboard route and take you into the new wave vein, which of course has become the thing to do these days. New wave is back. But you don't sound like that.
Right. Yeah, I love the sound of the Wurlitzers, so we kind of use that as more of a like classic 70s rock, kind of classic rock.
Prog rock.
And Steve is an amazing keyboard player.
Steve, would you like to come close to the microphone and talk to that a little bit?
You disagree with
about the,
what I just
keyboards?
Said?
Well, actually, I'm just really excited because I just bought a new Nord, and it's the most exciting thing. Well, not the most exciting, but we've had fun with it. And what do you want?
The Nord is the
I want the rest. The Nord is the most exciting thing. How's the rest of your life?
No, but the Whirly sound and the thing that I think that you were asking earlier and that really drew me to the band was really this kind of universal sound that really just it makes me feel good. It's not.
Do you realize you're tapping the microphone? First he's doing the guitar strings and now he's gonna hate me by the end of this interview. There's always one that just comes away and says, you know, that guy. Why did he pick on me?
Dave, did we give you your medication this morning?
No.
I am an equal opportunity destroyer, as Excellent. You'll learn. So everybody by the end will hate me in some way, shape, or form. It's important.
I'll try. I mean, I don't know if it's going to work with that shirt.
Try to hate me. Yes, thank you. That's a good T-shirt. Yeah. Try to hate me. I like it. All right. But next album. Have you written a letter to Tony Visconti yet?
That's good.
No, but I'm trying to stalk him. If anyone can help me stalk him, please call in.
He's alive, isn't he?
Yeah, he's alive. I don't know where
he lives. He's probably about 350 years old, because what, T-Rex was 1970, you know, the bowl and stuff, 72, so. He's well preserved. What did they use? Crazy glue.
Did you
fixes everything.
No, he did Heathen. Bowie's And it's a good one.
No, but seriously, let's talk about the sound, because I mean, he's, you know, reverb heavy, very layered. The VU meter stays right there. Mm-hmm. Would that be a thing you would aspire to for the next record?
Well, you know, I don't know personally if he, you know, is so tired of like, you know,
being Tony Visconti.
Right. And yeah. Like, just give us your Visconti sound. But I find that the opening of ZZ Stardust, the first song, 5 years, just the drum sound when it comes in, it blows me away, and so I would love that. You know, it's I'm also a listener when it comes to the lyrics, and because I wanted for this album, since we had a week, I kind of wanted to just like let whatever things come out and just kind of not sit there and think about and construct so obviously for myself. And so it's a process of like listening back and saying, oh wow, that's something new I didn't realize. But you know, like I said, it has a lot to do with the times, but it doesn't speak specifically politically about it, and it's sort of capturing the moment in a mood or something. And but there's actually a running theme throughout the album, and the theme that's brought up in Hey Now Now, which starts the album, is sort of concluded or brought around with the last song, We Sleep in the Ocean. And I didn't even realize that was happening.
So of the hype bands, the British bands, who would you like to pair with? Who do you think is succeeding, and who do you think is just a bunch of hype? Have you read The Enemy? Do you read it regularly?
Yeah, yeah. So I can say I want to beat up Bloc Party, and that's cool?
Oh, well, yeah, sure you can.
Okay, I won't, but that's good to know.
You mean because they're so cool and groovy?
They're not like they're not Nemesis-like, though. You know.
You mean because like they're a slightly manufactured band?
I don't. Oh, excuse me, Michael.
Did I ever say that?
I don't.
So where do you think "Hey Now Now" is going to translate the funniest? Russia. And in Russian, it would be called.
It'd be like "Hey," like you feed a horse.
Hey, potatoes. Hey. So the band name. See, I waited till much later. Well, no. So. I think a lot of people probably expect you to sound like Pink Floyd since they've never been to the Rainbow Room.
Hmm.
So what's the reaction you get? You know, the Cloud Room.
There's a lot of...
I'm not making fun of it. I think it's a cool name.
I like it.
Clouds are neat.
Yeah, clouds are neat.
Clouds are neat. Another T-shirt to wear. Can we wear that on stage tonight? Clouds are neat.
That's our chant before we go on stage. We just go put our hands in a
clouds
circle.
Are clouds neat. Are Rah. Neat.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I think there's a lot of teenagers who like our name because clouds are, well, I guess because clouds are neat.
Yeah.
But, it does have this sort of mysterious thing to it because you don't quite know what it's referring to. And I like that, where it's kind of, there are multiple interpretations or whatever.
Okay, now we're gonna have some fun. Ready?
Uh-oh.
Okay. I've pulled some stuff from the web, like the customer reviews of your album on Amazon.com.
Oh yeah, those are good.
America.
Both.
If you go to the band's website, you can get a better idea about them, and their sample tracks are 1 full minute instead of the normal 30 seconds. So that's important. I love this. I wouldn't compare the Cloud Room to the Shins. Because the Cloud Room is an interesting band, while the Shins are repetitive and boring. Anyway, I assign them a 4.2.
And that person hadn't even heard the whole album. They'd heard 2 songs.
Yeah. No, but it says, right, Hey Now Now and Blackout are the only 2 tracks I've heard.
But the album gets...
So you read this, so you knew this?
Yeah, I saw this, yeah.
Because the gentleman below did a fine job of going into detail, so read his review as well, it says. Okay, have you read this? This is from Steve Teller of Washington, D.C., I'm not going to read you the top part. Where
this is from Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are moments where the lyrics get a little pretentious, and it would have been nice to have a full album's worth of great songs, but these guys have come very, very close to a classic.
Yeah, no, actually, I just read on another website, it was a review of another band's album, and they mentioned how the singer of that band is also a music reviewer, but he reviews music under a pseudonym. And so they were saying, you know, maybe this review is written by the singer of this album.
Tonight's Jeopardy question, what is this stupid business, right? Yeah. So here is the last thing we do, and it's kind of a trademark, and everybody gets to participate. We're going to make a Cloud Room musical sandwich, and here's how it works. Two of your songs are the bread, and then you get to pick as many songs as you want in between. Okay.
I know for at least some of us, We Sleep in the Ocean is our favorite song. The
okay.
So, oh, yeah. By the Kinks.
Strangers by the Kinks. Okay, keep
going.
We cover
that in our shows, and it's a totally different instrumentation, and it's such a great song.
Okay, I need lots. I need to fill, you know, 40 minutes here
Toxic.
With music.
Oh, wow, that's my favorite song.
Toxic by
Britney Spears.
Toxic by Britney Spears.
That is actually a really good song. Our song, Blue Jean, has an inspired drum part inspired by the Beyoncé song, Crazy in Love. So how about Crazy in Love by Beyoncé?
Track 3 off the new Of Montreal CD.
Okay, we're hip now. All right.
That's I like that.
Thank you.
What's it called? Do you know?
I don't know. Second track off Real Gone, off Tom Waits' new album.
Cool.
Good one too. the you know, anything off the new Kings of Leon album, I'm a huge fan of that album.
A lot of people are.
And that Lost in the Plot song by the Deers, I bought.
Schizophrenia by Sonic Youth.
I was waiting for some Sonic Youth in there because you refer to them in interviews and stuff. Sonic Youth and Beyonce in the same, you know, and Britney.
My friend over here, we had a 10-year anniversary party for the Sonic Youth album Sister, so we had all our friends over, and like each person did a rendition of one of the songs on the album, and it was one of the wildest nights of my life.